Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
Today, we look at what people are always demanding, to stand in someone else's shoes. The citizens of the USA are its best friends. We worry, ponder, plan, all of us, whether or not we're interested or knowledgeable about foreign affairs. In effect, we need to be persuaded, as our allies abroad do, that the U.S. is dependable, wise, strong, and sympathetic. How on earth can we do this with the current administration diving, ducking, hiding, teasing, changing its mind every 12 minutes? This untutored juvenile behavior by our dear leader is driving our European and Asiatic allies nuts. It is also driving us bananas. It has to stop. Mr. Trump may find it entertaining to coyly hint at military action or higher industrial tariffs. We don't. We want the same thing our allies do. Dependability, habit, security based on workable ideas and blueprints. We want to be able to know when an international incident occurs what the posture of our nation is, has been, and will continue to be. We're all for flexibility, but we are not for chaotic game playing that seems only to be created to prove yet still again that Dear One is king. Only Dear One seems to know in which direction we plan to move and when. The current Iranian face-off is an example of an ego gone berserk. At first, the world anticipated an example of American retaliation, a little action appropriate to the event. Then Dear One decided that Iran had made a mistake and that a drone had been destroyed by someone loose and stupid. In between making up his mind, should I trust the U.S. intelligence community or go with my gut? The guts work swell so far. Futures for home heating oil, gasoline futures for international travel and industry fluctuate. At first sighing downwards and then today cheering back up again, check Bloomberg, creating the kind of indecision real allies and real citizens condemn. When our daily anxiety level is determined by only one voice, we're all left in a desert of confusion and fear. Those conditions may very well be Trump's favorite working scenario, but they're hell on industry, jobs, healthcare research and development, among other industrial guinea pigs. Nations generally have a sense of their destinies. Their citizens have a sense of national purpose, national character. True enough, Dear One has managed to fracture this kind of unified stasis, making tremulous agreement even more impossible. Where once we knew who we were, it's fair to think we do so no longer. And through Trump's eyes, we no longer even like ourselves very much. When George W. Bush was reelected and war in Iraq fresh and fatal, our friends in Europe were astonished. How could you, meaning us, do that a second time? There was no good reason, as we sank into the mire of fake news and dirtier tricks. Mr. Trump's recent Florida rally shows us that he is ill-equipped to change, to adjust his thinking, to learn how to govern. It may be that our friends abroad will be asking the same question as before, and as before, there is no reasonable answer. But sooner rather than later, our allies will increasingly depend on themselves for international cooperation and safety. And that, alas, is what we are going to be forced to do too. If the administration continues its current path of isolationism and me-firstism, its citizens are going to be forced eventually to discard nearly altogether everything that comes from the District of Columbia and rely on what, after all, the American citizen has always done before in crises, rely on themselves. This may not be the worst thing that ever happened to us. I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.